I do have a list of things that need to stay in 2023. I ain't gonna hold
you. All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
Here's the list that I came up with, right? Mm. They're going to say, I seen a lot of people saying, we need to keep podcasts in 2023. Let me tell you something.
Male podcast.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Mm. That ain't going to happen. I'm saying, that's not going to happen. Like, motherfuckers going to keep tuning in. Podcasts is going to continue to grow. There's obviously a niche for it. You know what I mean? People are going to tune in. They're going to find people that they enjoy listening to. Mm-hmm. People should be able to have that freedom. Just like, people can make music, you know what I mean? That don't mean everybody gonna listen to it, but they got the option to make music. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
This, I think, should stay in 2023, but I know it's not. The 50-50 conversations, like, you know what I'm saying? It should stay in 2023, but we know it's not gonna stay. As long as a woman's saying that a man gotta pay all the bills, we're gonna continue to have these conversations, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. That's not gonna stay. Non-Black Americans saying that Black Americans don't have culture. That for sure got to stay in 2020. I don't know why that's such a big thing in this year.
What's that artist's name?
Was it Burna Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Burna Boy had a situation like that.
I just want to say that in terms of that.
Just know that all that nigga samples is American music, though. American music.
Even beyond that, we just all need to come together, man. No matter where you're from, like, The important thing is we all Black, bro. Like, it doesn't matter.
So stop fucking disrespecting us.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody should stop disrespecting everybody. Like,
that's in the Black culture. I can't be mad at that. Mm. These people, I wish we could leave in 2023, but I know they're going to come forward. They're going to be there. Blueface and Chris Sean, bro. They got to stay in 2023. I ain't going to
say who's going to leave them.
They got to stay in there.
Blueface, baby.
Obviously, the gender wars, the diaspora wars, like you said, needs to stay in 2023. Mm-hmm. We all know it's not going to, it's not going to stay there. But,
We just need to resolve. We come to a resolution.
That's a fact. This one is random. But I see this online. Somebody said 5-step interviews. Like, you ever been on an interview and then you got to go, you want like 5 different interviews, like, 5 steps of interviews just to get one job? Like,
when they do like the Zoom, then you got to come in.
And then you make it to the third round. Yeah. Just to work at McDonald's, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just have one interview. If y'all find him qualified, him or whatever, they're qualified, hire them, bro. Why you got to bring them to another interview, like, shit is annoying. By that time, nigga gonna quit. Like, fuck this. I don't even want the job. The word sassy, we for sure have to leave that at 23. That was overused. Sassy, narcissist. Yeah, this nigga, I remember that shit. Like, Alright, welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No book of, but we got Ace with us. Oh shit, damn, fuck that shit up. Fuck that shit up. Like, that's how I was like, what the fuck? What you waiting for? Like, I was like, alright, my fuck. Damn.
Nigga said no book of, but I got Ace with us.
Niggas don't be doing this shit consistently. Like, yeah. That's the shit, like, Listen, welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No book of, I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yo. Yes, indeed. The work don't stop. We about to wrap up the year like the ball drop. You heard? Age the GOAT, 2-4.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, we got Drew.
What it do? It's your boy, Drew. And, man, I fucked it up. Cause y'all niggas out here hating, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
huh?
What? I can't say my shit, boy. What's up?
That ain't what you talking about? Bro.
Yeah. First of all, you called yourself Drew, by the way.
That's why I look like Keem. That's why I look like Keem. Like,
Anyway, what it do? It's your boy Jew. New year, new me. It is what it is. Cause your boy too flea. I mean, that's Marsh.
You turned into, so this year you gonna be Drew for this year and not Drew. That's what you're saying.
Come from the nigga that don't want to date the show.
Nigga said you gonna date the show.
Yeah, y'all. Listen, man, as y'all can see, man, we dressed pretty dapper. I'm not gonna lie.
You heard?
We up in here, man. We got a special episode. It's only right we do the wrap up. I mean, we are the Daily Wrap Up Crew.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Might as well do a wrap up. So, we want to just talk about current events that happened, the major viral moments that happened during 2023, give our takes on it. Cause I feel like we wasn't really vocal this year about current events. You know what I mean? We just talking about these late dating and relationships. Like, you know what I mean? But listen, do want to get to his first one, which is a pretty big deal, the 50 years of hip hop. You know what I mean?
John the King's Bomb.
You know what I mean? So
big celebration.
I want to know what's your perspective on this whole, the whole 50 years of hip hop, and what does that mean to y'all?
Man, I think honestly it means the world. You know what I'm saying? I hope some of the previous what would you call them? The people that's the pioneers, the people that would start it. Mm-hmm. You know, and they get all the celebration, love, even like financial, you know, money that they was owed, I would guess, poured back to them somehow, mm-hmm. man. But I mean, we wouldn't have the music that we had today if we didn't have them back there starting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, Ace?
Yeah, it's just good to see that the most influential music, genre of music, I mean, being celebrated 50 years. And, you know, it seemed like a long time, but then when you say 50 years, like, damn, it's just 50 years, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you think it's, like, more than that. But
it's so recent, that's what it's
exactly. Like, yeah, so it's good to see, like, the pioneers, like you said, being celebrated. And, you know, this is, we basically getting samples from them, and, you know what I mean, people, and it just keep going and going. So it's good to be celebrate these times and shit.
Nah, that's for sure. I mean, they have such an effect that we still hear the remnants of their music even mm-hmm. in today's genre. Mm-hmm. Like, we just heard new samples. Like, what we was listening to? Your favorite artist in the card earlier?
Ooh.
Ice Spice, you know what I mean?
No, shout out to Ice Spice, man.
You know, even with the new generation, they're still sampling the music. You know, they're still making hits on top of the music.
That's
so,
fact, yeah.
You know, it's another 50 years, man. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to be... Damn, we not. I don't know if we're gonna be here for the 100. Yeah, definitely not gonna be here for the 100.
I mean, I'm gonna be here for the 100.
It's possible. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, we gotta stay in the gym. All that shit. We good.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, you gotta get off the eating booty though. But you know what I'm saying? It's gonna fuck up your diet.
I never will. Like, don't mistake me for you. Like, what you mean? Like, yo.
But on a serious note, 83 not that crazy. I mean, we can make 83.
There's a dude that just made it to 103 by, he said, by minding his business.
What y'all think? Rap? What you think hip hop gonna be in another 50 years?
Yo, I don't know.
I don't even know. It's hard to really think about what hip hop would be.
You know, they say history repeats itself. So hopefully, you know what I mean? It's just like,
niggas might be listening to Andre 3000 flute music.
Flutes?
You know what I'm saying?
That might
only.
Be, yeah, it might be the new hip hop. Like, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Listen, get into this next topic. Because they all got to, you know, we got them separated. You know what I mean? We try to categorize them.
Yeah.
So, but we got to talk about this Diddy. You know what I mean? Diddy situation, obviously. I'm pretty sure everybody know the situation Diddy going through. What are y'all thoughts on the whole Diddy situation with the sexual assault and all these cases that's coming against him and stuff like that?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Uncle Murder said crazy, crazy shit, crazy. Like, yo, I don't know, man. Allegations, you know what I mean? Allegations, because hasn't been proven yet. But it was a different time back then. It doesn't excuse the stuff that was done if it was done. But I just hope that, I mean, everybody gets what they're seeking in terms of retribution or whatever. Justice is served. That's all I'm going to say on the headline.
I do want to say that, with our platform, I realized that we got to, you know, watch how we word things, how we say things.
That's
because
a fact, yeah.
Our platform is bigger than what we expect it to be. So I want to just say, I hope if a person is going through something or did go through that situation, I hope they get justice. But I have an issue with, like, everybody coming here saying he did this, he did that. Yo, if he wrong, do what you got to do. But I think the money grab part of it, it takes the seriousness from, you know, women who are really getting offended out here in these streets. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying that he should be he's justified for what he did by paying. But I feel like when people are looking for payouts for a severe situation like that, it just takes out the power and getting the real true justice of, you know, putting men in jail that abuse women or use women in the wrong way or dating underage young women or men or whatever the case may be, which sexual assaults are, you know what I'm saying? But the payout, the money thing, the money grab is really a kind of slap in the face to, do you care about the money or do you want justice? Which one is it?
It definitely takes away from how serious we take you. Because when I saw that she settles so quickly, it's like you ain't give a fuck about no justice. Like you just wanted a check. Yeah. You know what I mean, they gave you a pricing. Like, I take it. Like, I just keep it myself.
Yeah, I think that's sometimes my issue with that. Like, if Diddy did those things, then obviously he has to suffer those ramifications.
Understand
whatever that is. Right. That's going for anybody. But again, like Jew, when it does look like, yo, damn, now we hearing everybody, like men coming out, and I'm not saying that those aren't legitimate things, but I want people to not wait and just, if they're going through something, like don't just wait until 10, 15 years. Speak up immediately so that way there's more, you have immediate evidence. Because now how do you prove your innocence 30 years later, 20 years later? Like, where's the text message? Where's the receipts? Now it's just word of mouth.
And just he says, she
we
said.
See how powerful accusations are in a society, especially for men. Like, a woman or a man can just say anything, and it's really hard to prove your innocence. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, the opinion of public, you know what I mean? It goes right to social media. Now you're guilty. You know what I mean? Now you have to fight to prove your innocence. And we just seen Russell Simmons recently. Motherfucker took like 9 lie detector tests just to prove that, like, yo, I'm telling the truth. And how many people are still taking what he's saying and being like, you know what?
They don't care no more.
Yeah, he probably just paid those lie detectors. Like, what can you do to really prove your innocence once you have these type of accusations? Now, again, if he did them, then obviously that's horrible and he deserves whatever ramifications for that. But it is hard to prove your innocence when it comes to certain accusations. You know, those, you can't mess around with those.
It's two things I want to add, because I know you mentioned that, you know, they should say it sooner. I mean, like, and I'm no expert to this, but I've also watched like law shows or whatever the case may be. And correct me if I'm wrong. It'd be hard for a lot of people to come up and confess sexual abuse. They're either embarrassed, they don't want nobody to know, they don't like having sex for the rest of their life for some of them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you could put a time frame on what you're telling it on. My true problem, and you know, I haven't gone through that, or maybe I have. You know what I'm saying? We just don't speak on certain things that we went through. Like, we might have been assaulted in a certain degree with messing with a woman. I messed with women that was older than me when I was underage. You get what I'm saying?
I was not assaulted.
I mean,
we continue.
But technically, you are by law.
I mean, not to me.
You may have thought you enjoyed it, but you know what I'm saying?
So if you thought you enjoyed it, and then years later, you grow up and you're an adult, and you still think that, like, no, you enjoyed it. Like, is that considered sexual assault, though? Like,
I mean, if technically by law, if you're underage and she's over the age, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So my only thing with that is they make the thing called the age of consent, right? So what is the deciding factor in making the age of consent? Is it like a mental capacity to agree to that? You know what I mean?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure what goes into that, because obviously different countries and different states have different that number changes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm not sure what they go into that.
Right, that's my point. So if I was in India, for example, the age of consent is like 12 or 13. And I'm good over there, you know what I mean? So there would be no question in whether I was assaulted or not over there. But just because it's 16 or 17 over here, now is a question, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, the mental capacity I was in at that time, I felt like...
But I personally would have an issue with my daughter being raised in India, if you would ask me. You get what I'm saying? Because I just don't want to dive into that. But yeah, but that's crazy. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's super crazy.
Right.
It's two different mentalities. But again, I think that, you know, more people should. And I get what you're saying. Yeah. But in order to stop these types of people, or people in power, or just regular people, you got to start speaking up sooner. That way these people don't have the ability to just be like, you know what? Because I'll give you another example. Sometimes
they should, though. I agree.
These men of power do abuse their power. I'm not saying that they don't.
Yeah.
But sometimes these people understand what they're getting themselves into in that moment, because they feel like it might advance their career. You get what I'm saying? So when you wait 30 years, 40 years later, then it comes off, does like a money grab, because when you settle so quickly, did you, like you said, did you really want justice, or is your funds running low and you feel like, all right, let me get some, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know how we rectify that.
A lot of people also say the reason why they can't get justice because they have to attack his money. So they're saying, like, to get justice, you attack his money and separate him from the the big entities that support him. Mm. So if you separate him from them, then he can, then they can press charges to get him locked up for, you know, the particular crimes that he did.
Mm. Yeah, but they make you sign NDAs and stuff, and now you can't even speak about it or whatever the case
is. I mean, according to what it's looking like, it's about 5,000 people with claims.
I mean, yeah, it's why.
Allegedly.
But shit, we going to see what is going to hold out. The crazy part is about the Diddy situation is that now more other celebrities, now we just seen Vin Diesel, we just seen TD Bishop, TD Jakes. Mm-hmm. Like,
take
seen,
that.
More, you know, celebrities or people coming out and saying these celebrities have assaulted us. So I think 2024 going to be kind of crazy. We're going to see a lot of, like, you know what I mean, celebrities that Jeffrey Epstein list just leaked, like, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see a lot of names, a lot of powerful people, people that y'all looked up to. I mean, there's one in particular that I hope those allegations ain't true, because that's going to really hurt us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for
know,
sure.
Black men specifically, even though Diddy's hurting us too. But there's another one that I'm seeing rumblings about, and I'm like, that's going to kill us, man. Let me get to this next one. This year seems like we had a large increase in the mainstream revelation of the ratchet music, I guess you would say, because we had the Sexy Reds and the Suki Hana just kind of like elevate that music to another level. What's your thoughts on this whole ratchet music culture, like, that was so prevalent this year?
You know, should I go first?
You like, yeah, I already got myself a show before, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's an episode coming out, and if you're in the members, you know, make sure y'all join the membership. That's, you know, exactly what I'm saying? You can see that episode right now. Y'all not gonna like me, but you know, I just, I just want to say, man, I do understand that these women existed. Well, their type of music existed from music from the beginning of time. We had our Little Kims, we had our Trinas, we had our freaks, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it was, all those 1-2 hits. I think my grievance with this, you know, situation is that it made it so mainstream, and it's like, before, when women were just talking about whole shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. Before they started talking about whole shit, one, it was disguised. Two, it was mainstream, but we had so much other women to hear about their type. We had the Lauryn Hills. We had the Mary J. Blige. We had, like, so many different other, we had Queen Latifah. We had different type of sounds that was also on the mainstream, so it wasn't all you heard. But I do understand if women that's doing this music, because I heard Cardi B say one time, and it stuck in my head, when she makes other music, no one's listening to her. Mm-hmm. And I could see that, because they only see her for the ratchet, shake your ass type of music woman. Mm-hmm. And we don't give, as Black people sometimes, we don't give you space to change or grow from that. So we keep you in that element. And if you're going to, this is the only way I can make money, I can see why she gonna say, fuck it, I'm gonna shake my ass a little bit longer.
Right.
So I do understand both sides, and it just makes me think, as parents, we just gotta be more aware of what we, I gotta blame the motherfucking media instead. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's more, but you know what I'm saying? I just wanna hear your thoughts too.
It's the consumers. That's what it is, bro. Like, I keep saying this, they only gonna put out what we buy.
Companies, we're not buying it, bro. It's bots.
People don't put stuff out there that's not going to sell. You know what I'm saying? So, like Cardi B said,
that's a lie, bro.
Like Cardi B said, when she tried putting out other stuff, it's not supported. We go through that same shit here. When we put out other stuff, it's not supported. But when we put out that ratchet shit, 1 million views. You know what I'm saying? So What you gonna do? You gonna go with what's selling, or you gonna go broke trying to put out positive?
That's a great point.
That's what I'm saying. Is the consumers? If the consumers supported non-ratchet shit like Rap City, if Rap City was going platinum, more women would come out and rap like Rap City. Mm-hmm. But because the ratchet shit is selling, more ratchet women are gonna come forward. Like, all I gotta do is shake my ass and say, oh yeah, he wanna send me. That's what's making me a millionaire.
It's crazy how people rather say booty hole brown than some real, like, conscious.
That's
like,
what I'm most, saying.
That's
right?
The most outrageous line this whole year. Like, that shit's crazy. Like, how you say that is so.
Yeah.
I think that.
Shout out to Sexy Red, though, man. She She keep it real, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
I agree with you. I think because it has become so mainstream, like we did always have that, like you said, but it wasn't as accessible. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. The children wasn't able to really tune into the radio or tune into TV. Like, you know what I mean? So since it wasn't at, nowadays, kids go on their phone, they go on TikTok, they're hearing the sounds trending. Yeah. Like, so it's so accessible, and I think that's why it's an issue, you know what I mean? Because there is no age parameter, or you don't have to own a car, own a radio to listen to this music, or you don't have to stay up to 12 o'clock at night to watch BET Uncut, to watch, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's so readily accessible that our kids
Great
are just
point.
Like, absorbing this, and that's I think that's why it's such an issue, like, you know what I mean? And it used to be... I remember growing up, like, even I won Missy Elliott's song, right? She had a song, and it was it was so many innuendos in that song that you kind of had to be an adult to understand what she was really saying.
You singing like, you know it, but you don't know like, what the fuck you saying.
You really don't know what she's saying. Now this music is just so explicit. Yeah. It's no secret. Like, they just saying it outright. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, unfortunately, and I only want to just put the focus on, you know, obviously the sexy reds and the sweet cap, because the men ain't no better. Like, you know what I'm saying? The music that we promote, whether it's fucking the NBA Youngboy or Dirk or whoever they're promoting that.
Kill, drill.
It's still detrimental at the same token. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it is what it is at the point. Hopefully, we see a resurgence, start to see more of a resurgence of that soulful music, that powerful music. Like, shout out to the Scissors, even though she's trying to go down that ratchet route too. But, you know, shout out to the Scissors and the Summer Walkers. And I mean, she's shaking her ass every time she get a chance. She got that BBL and she can't stop shaking that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember. I was like, damn, let me see if she turn around. You know what I'm saying? Before in the
that,
video,
you had just, that mysterious, like, you know what I mean? Now I was just there. Now I was like,
move that body like a snake, man.
It ain't no, I'm just,
But before you go to the next, I want to just say I do apologize for my aggression or my direction on the young ladies, because they making their money. I understand. One, I do want them to care about what they're saying, but even more, I want our parents. So if I see this shit, I'm mad at the parents that's letting their daughter sit there 5, 6 to 10 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, got your daughter wearing Poom Poom shorts, shaking her ass, thinking it's cool to be looking like a thot outside. I'm talking to y'all and fathers, mother fathers who allow their children to do that, to have your son disrespecting young women, all that other stuff. So we hear this music, but it's up to us to separate what they should be listening to. And I'm not mad at the people that's making the music because they making their money. I'm mad at the people that's allowing their children to receive that music. So
That's right. Getting into this next one, bit of a positive, you know what I mean, aspect, but you know, Usher, you know, he has residency
shout out
Vegas
to Usher.
And you know, he sold out every, you know what I mean, every show, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know if we want to talk about that real quick or you just
I definitely want, I'm mad I missed it because I want that nigga to come steal my lady. I'm about to say the B word. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what I'm saying? It's like Usher was just doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I applaud to him. You know what I'm saying? Usher Raymond. You know, I wanted to be Usher at one point. You know what I'm
saying? That's a fact. Man.
I switched my name and his song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every karaoke I
probably. You know what I'm saying? That's my goal too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What's your thoughts on his ace?
Yeah, shout out to Usher, yo. I was biggest Usher fan growing up. 8701 Confessions, know what I mean? I had them albums on repeat, know what I mean? And still to this day, he making hits, know what I mean? Good with, I think that's Summer Walker, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a big fan of Usher. He's definitely an icon living, and shout out to him, man.
Yeah, shout out to Usher for sure. I'm going to give you a quick Usher story, right? Mm-hmm. Usher was doing a Broadway show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was Chicago. The name of the Broadway show was Chicago, right? And how I went, it was like a school trip. And you know, I fuck with Usher's music. Obviously.
You threw your bra at him.
Stop it. So I'm with a group of girls and they wanted to get like a picture of his autograph. Because autographs is a big thing when we used to.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Now motherfuckers don't give a fuck about no autographs.
Nah, that's
like,
for sure.
Right? So I'm there after the show. He's, you know, everybody's waiting for him to leave the dressing room outside. You know, they got the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I had like a piece of paper and a pen and I'm right there. He walked past me. And I'm like, yo, Usher, can you sign this? The nigga low-key slapped the shit out my hand, bro. Like, I was in his way. Nigga said like this. I'm be honest with you. I was like, yo, fuck that nigga, Usher.
You know what I'm saying? How you slapped that shit?
The nigga just, like, moved it out. He, like, pushed it, like, mushed me out the way type of shit. I'm just like, damn, that nigga, Usher's a cold motherfucker. Like,
damn.
I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was
first of all, he doing it for the ladies, my nigga.
Yeah, shaving
Nah, he ain't have no shades on.
Oh, damn.
He ain't have no shades on. Damn. See, he knew who he was. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yo, yeah. Let me get to this next topic. Shout out to Usher.
This was and he going to be on the Super Bowl next year. You know what I mean?
This was supposed to be a positive segment.
It was. I had to bring that up because it
yo, Ush, man, pull up on the show. Like, get my boy Eli
autograph.
Autograph.
No more. Like, but pull up on the show.
Nah, fuck out of here. We need to autograph. Word. Word. Shut up, nigga. Show.
What's up with this nigga, man?
Yo, listen, the next topic. This was a big deal. The whole Nicki Minaj and her husband, and then
I thought you was gonna segue into something else.
What?
It correlated with Usher, so it would fit.
That I was going to do it, I'm gonna say that for the celebrity topics. Saying? Like, but Nicki Minaj's husband and Card and Offset, you know, they had a whole beef this year. You know what I mean? It's almost like they continuing the beefs with their wives, and now they just passed over to the husbands. So, what was y'all thoughts on that whole situation that happened with them?
I just seen that the maturity level in our community hasn't grown much. You get what I'm saying? These two grown ass men, one nearly 40 something years old, one in his 30s. And instead of de-escalating the situation between they two wives, they wives don't have to be friends. But you as men sitting here condoning this shit, it's like me, you gonna do it. You do it first. Like, nigga, y'all niggas is grown men. Y'all wanna meet up, all in the video, pointing your location, got it on video so the cops see you. You gangster. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. We're just moving backwards at certain points. You know what I'm saying?
But why are we saying y'all, though? Like, I don't see what Offset did wrong in this situation. Like, he was just like,
I mean, antagonizing the situation.
How?
He was definitely antagonizing and shit like that. What you thought? He just was ignoring the nigga. He was going back.
The reason why he knew where to go was because of Offset sending a location. Or saying a location.
He sent them the location?
A location that he wasn't at. But
that's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, why do we have to argue? Why do we have to go mainstream and show everybody that we arguing? Why can't we just be like, all right, well, fuck this nigga. I'm not talking to him.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, he was definitely on live calling him all types of bitch ass and niggas and all this other shit.
He was? Like,
yes.
Bro. Oh, all right. I ain't
he
see that.
You thought he was a saint, nigga? Like, he was just minding his business. He was just dancing with Casanova.
That's all I saw. All I saw was him dancing with Casanova. And Chef did it.
What kind of dance he was doing with Casanova?
I don't know the dance, but he was shuffling it up, you know what I mean, and dancing. That's all I saw.
I thought he was gonna do the body out of y'all shit.
Nah, that's Eli dance and shit, like, you know what I mean.
He
Eli,
got the new dance. Everybody, if y'all gonna be at that New Year's Eve party,
I'm pretty sure Eli gonna do it, man.
I didn't
know that he was going back and forth with them, but I agree with you. Then they both being immature. You know what I mean? As men, we supposed to logic over feelings, and that's not logical. Y'all both with very successful women. Offset successful himself. I understand that Nicki Minaj's husband is just Nicki Minaj's husband at this point, but you're supposed to be supporting your woman, like, and that's not supporting.
They don't even got a name.
Mr. Petty, that's I just know his
nigga
name.
Definitely being Petty. That's
yo, that's crazy. His last name is Petty.
Nah,
man,
I agree with y'all, man. Just two grown ass men just acting like children. Like, they still try to act like they in their 20s and shit like that. Yo, y'all could. We gotta learn as black men just be able to de-escalate situations without feeling like, yo, damn, we gotta turn up on niggas. Oh, I gotta kill this nigga. And you know what I mean? We see what happens. Obviously, RIP to Takeoff. You know what I mean? That whole situation. Could have been avoided, you know, had black men was able to utilize the, you know, de-escalation situations and skills, you know what I mean? So it's childish.
Going into next year, man, I want us to, you know, not just us, but a challenge to all black men that's watching us to greet each other, you know what I'm saying? Instead of mean mugging or looking at each other with a frown, nigga. Yeah. Like, man, just what up? How you doing? Or what's goody? How you? I know, like, have y'all been in a situation where y'all just nod your head at somebody I don't know? I just want us to, you know, friendly gestures. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you know, I try to make more of a conscious effort now to, when I see other black men, I just say, yo, hey, what's up, bullets? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or even when I see black fathers, I'll be like, yo, man, I see you doing your thing. And the amount of joy and excitement that they acknowledgement, it feel good to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so
I only tend to do that when I'm on vacation. because I'm in a good mood. So I'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing? But I need to do that, like, because I be grumpy at work. You know what I'm saying? I get what I'm saying. But I'm gonna make a better effort.
Yo, listen, this next topic, yo, hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. We in a new year, man. We still need the support. I don't know. We kind of big, but we could be bigger. Like, pause. You know what I mean? So, like, we need the support. Join the membership. We're going to have a ton of exclusive behind the scenes.
Go
gonna,
green.
We're going to leave the childish behavior in 2023. Like, you know
I make no promises.
Like, you know. Listen, this is a big situation. I was going to say something. This is a big situation. The Adam 22 situation with his wife. Obviously, him allowing his wife to take pipe, you know what I mean, for financial gain. What's your thoughts on this?
That's a wild boy. I ain't going to lie to you.
But he getting paid. Well, they getting paid.
Yo, all I know is the last thing I seen was he chose somebody now, and they was walking to the room, and son grabbed her butt, whatever, and he like, oh, not yet, or something like that. I'm like, man.
Nigga directing and shit? Like, yo.
Yeah, and then Shorty was like, he won, let him grab it. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I could never be married to nobody that would let somebody else that will allow somebody else access to them like that. Like it's just crazy, bro. Yeah, like, that.
I didn't even see that video, but that's
crazy. Yeah, that whole situation is just crazy to me. But, I mean, I guess I ain't even going to say what I'm going to say, God, bro.
Yeah. What? Now, look, if it's a me thing, yeah. I would feel disrespected if my woman ever asked for that type situation. Mm. I would hope my woman would be offended if I even offered her that situation, right? But in their situation, it might be free game because he do porn and he fucking a whole bunch of, you know, different women.
He's a porn star?
Yeah, he's a porn star.
You know what I'm saying? So they both, maybe that's their relationship. If that keeps them happy, I don't know. I think it's weird.
She's a porn star too?
I don't know. Maybe she might be becoming.
She is now, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Like, she getting piped on camera. And yes, I do believe if you getting fucked for money, you are a whore. So, I mean, whether Adam 22, Adam 21, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. But, yeah, I mean, if that keeps them happy at night, then.
That's low-key pimp and prostitution at the same time, bro. Like, he getting a commission from selling his
wife.
Listen, that situation was crazy. I dislike the fact that women were trying to justify this shit. Like, oh, Adam 22 letting his wife get fucked by other men. Why can't I? I'm like, bro, like, they was using that as a shaming tactic. You know what I mean? Oh, you just immature. Adam, look at Adam 21. I don't know. Is it 21 or 22?
22.
I don't know. 22?
It's 22.
Right. Look at him. He letting his wife get, you know what I mean, piped out. Like, you just being insecure. And I'm like, yo, women was really using that.
Yo, he recently just said that. I seen a clip, and I need to stop watching social media. But he said I think him and Wack was talking, and he was saying something about, like, beating off while she getting smashed or some shit. Great, bro.
He what you call that? There's a name for it, but I mean,
pervert.
Yo, these guys be into things, man. That we don't understand. It's a whole other world out there, man. If it works for y'all, man, do what y'all gotta do.
Yeah, money off of it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's a black thing, or I don't mean to bring race into it.
That nigga Joe Smith for doing the same thing with his wife now, right?
I don't know.
He left that.
Word.
Nah, I thought they was doing that shit together. It sounded like that.
No.
That's the problem. He was never invited.
Word.
Oh, he wasn't invited? Oh, okay. I thought they had a situation where they said he met her when she was doing that when he met her.
Yeah, he brought her out of that life.
Mm-hmm.
But then
she had to go back into it because she said she ain't hate
him. She wasn't holding it down, yeah.
I think is grimy. Women, don't get me started.
That's a whole nother situation, man. I don't think we got enough time. We got a ton to talk about here. So, getting to this next topic, the DJ Academics, you know what I mean, situation with the City Girls and Saucy Santana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was y'all whole take on that whole scenario that was happening? Niggas is walking on eggshells. Now niggas want to walk on eggshells.
I just think it's unfair. I feel like, I think that we seem to justify the wrong shit at the wrong time and the double standard.
Give us some examples, man.
I mean, for a man to blatantly tell you what he's gonna grape you and blah 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 and all this other and the world to say, oh, he was joking or he was kidding or it's not even that serious, let alone if a man said those words to him, that man would be in jail because that's a sexual assault or sexual harassment, whatever the case may be. And we just got to sweep stuff like that under the rug. I'm offended as a man to hear another man get, you know, talk to like that. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Shit is unfair, bro. Like, I'm disappointed in people making mockery of academic even expressing himself in a way where his feelings is hurt. Yeah, like, oh, he crying. Dude, he supposed to be a nigga. I can't say nothing because y'all going to look at me as the villain. And if I say something, you know what I'm saying? I'm still the villain, whether I do or don't. You know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? If, let's say hypothetically, he did decide to put his hands on him, right?
Yeah.
That's still a hate crime. It's nothing to defend the heterosexual male in any of these situations, whether he's vocal or physical or nothing.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I definitely agree. I think that it's definitely not fair because, like you said, if he did hit him, it'd be a hate crime. He's homophobic. You lose either way in these situations. Definitely. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, Saucy Santana was out of line. And again,
owes him an apology as well.
For sure. And are we really criticizing DJ Agnew for doing his, like, that's what he does. He criticizes artists. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know they was mad. Oh, he only goes in on women. That is absolutely not true. How many niggas over the course of the years been trying to fuck this nigga up? Like, you get what I'm saying? So he gave his opinion and he's allowed to do that. Like, you know, everybody's allowed to have an opinion. He gave his opinion on Young Miami. And I know you can say he kind of, even during the course of the year when he was talking about the whole her and Diddy situation, I did feel like he did go a bit overboard when he was saying, like, oh, she's nothing but like a Diddy's like slut or something like that. And Diddy checked him about that, whatever the case was, which is understandable. Like, you got to suffer the ramifications for your actions. You get what I'm saying? But to sit here and paint this narrative like, oh, he only attacks women, like, that's that gaslighting tactic that we seem to do with straight men. Like, you know what I mean? We can't have an opinion about anything. Because once we have an opinion, then it's automatically some type of shaming tactic or some type of, you hate your mom, you hate this, you hate women, you hate whatever the case is.
But
you know?
if he's attacking, women are on top of the game right now. So that just says what? Women can't handle the fact of the pressure of being criticized? Because women lead the league in rap and hip hop right now.
I don't know if they lead in the league.
I mean, as far as radio plays and all
we
that,
still,
they
still got Drake.
We never had this Cole many. We never had this many women running the game at this.
That don't mean they lead in the league. I mean, like,
I'm not talking about as far as like plaques and the money.
So
they
talking
got.
About
I'm just talking about the airwaves.
Nah, you still can't say that. There's way more male rappers than female rappers.
Yeah, on the airwaves. Name three women on the airwaves right now.
Glorilla, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that is three.
You can name 20.
Megan to stop. That's on the radio.
She not on the radio like that.
What makes on the radio?
Bongos,
right,
whatever.
That's Cardi.
But I'm saying she's still on it.
Yeah, but I want to say they lead in the league though. I mean,
yeah, they definitely
they definitely they definitely know their thing.
Y'all niggas hating right now.
It's more
y'all niggas. This what they talking about?
They not leading the league. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then they gonna hate us because we keeping it real. It's gonna sound like criticism. Like, no,
listen, if they run the league, check them when them niggas release albums.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking. Like,
that's not
like,
running the league.
Like I said, we spoke about before. They're in the airwaves. Booty Hole Brown, Sexy Red is one of the top artists out now too.
And she dominating the airwaves. Like
that's all I'm mentioning.
That's not running the league though.
Y'all niggas want to be technical.
Ladies,
put one in the chat. These niggas hating.
This is the shit. They be using these terms like running the league, and then when you ask them about it.
But I clearly said I wasn't being technical talking about the money or what's the name. I'm talking about the airwaves. I literally said the airwaves.
All right, but they not running the airwaves either, though. Like,
they're playing a couple
there's,
songs.
There's women on the airwaves. I agree with you on that, but they not running it.
So what's the top men that's
Drake gonna always run the airways, bro. J. Cole, you know what I mean?
J. Cole is not on the radio. As good as he is, he is not on the radio consistently. Nope.
J. Cole is not on the radio?
He's not.
Are you kidding me?
What songs is from J. Cole that's on the radio?
The First Person and Shooter.
That's not his song, right?
But he's on the radio.
Y'all just said
he dropped the album? He didn't drop an album.
It don't matter. He's not on the radio. That's all.
But he's on the radio, though. They got people that's featured that's not on the radio. People features on a song and not on the radio. When J. Cole features on a song, he's on the radio because he's J. Cole. J. Cole makes that song go on the radio.
Y'all moving the goalposts. Y'all said their song. When I said something, y'all said.
You said Megan earlier. We said Megan not on the radio. You said, oh, she on bongos, right?
Is that not a feature? And y'all said that don't count. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all said that don't count.
No, we said that's not her song.
That's not her song.
But she's still on the radio, though. That's what we're saying, though.
But clearly what I just said, y'all just said Megan. I said Megan. All right,
but what I was saying is the reason Megan's on the radio is because of Cardi. The reason J. Cole's on the radio is not because of whoever song he featured on. It's because of him. That's the difference.
He was on a Drake song. Drake is going to go on the radio automatically.
Okay, all right, but I'm saying, like, all right, but J. Cole been on features on.
J. Cole is the top artist.
He's just not on the radio.
I'm gonna name
a random person. He could be featured with Soulja Boy. That song's gonna be on the radio because of that feature, bro.
That is a possibility. I'm gonna be honest with you. That is a possibility. Like, you know
for
saying?
How long?
Like, it's Cole, like, you know what I'm saying? He be making tracks out by himself. Like,
no,
you know
J. Cole's fire, nigga. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's a lot of fire.
I don't even know how we got there. What was the topic?
Uzi dominating, like, you know what I'm saying?
Body Yada Yada's not on here no more. You don't hear Uzi no more. You do not hear Uzi on the radio no more.
Play no Body Yada Yada. No.
Bro, let's keep it real. I listen to the radio all the time, bro.
It's not as active. No,
yeah, exactly.
Active.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got more women than they. Lotto. Ice Spice.
Lotto.
Ice Spice, I give you. Cool, for sure. Yeah.
Right. I don't listen to the radio, but I do listen to them. I look at them Billboard charts, and I don't be seeing them up there as frequently.
Y'all niggas, hate, if they ain't in the ladies, sit the ones in the chat.
I hating on the ladies.
I'm just trying to start conversation.
Oh, all right.
Listen, man, let me get to the next time. We're going to arguing over this shit.
Right.
Listen, obviously, you know, this was a every year we always have these breakups, right? You know, we had a lot of celebrity breakups during this year. I want to list them, and I want to hear y'all reasoning who y'all think was the most impactful breakup. So I'm gonna list them off. We had Jeezy and Jeannie Mai. We had Damian Lillard and his ex-wife Kayla Henson. Jodie Turner Smith and Joshua John. Jodie is shorty from what's that movie? I forgot the name of the movie.
If we don't even know the people, why they on the list?
Because if I name the movie, the niggas are like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I can't name it. I'm going to come back. Deion Sanders and Tracy Emmons, Cardi B and Offset, Tiana Taylor and Iman, Tina Knowles and Richard Lawson, Lori Harvey and Damson Idris, and Remy Ma and Papoose. Which one do y'all think was the most significant breakup this year?
Did they break up?
Oh,
Remy Ma and Papoose?
Yeah, is that official? I never heard any of them, either one speak on it.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't seen them together. Since,
allegedly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I mean, it's alleged, but we all know that's a breakup right there. But I mean, they haven't officially. I get what you're saying, but that's still in the headlines, though. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, because I heard rumors of divorce and stuff like that. I don't know.
Well,
how does that work?
You think they gonna come back from that?
It ain't no coming back from that. If the rumors is true, ain't no coming back from that, bro. He held her down while she was in jail, bro. There was no stories about him. Oh, he out in the streets while Remy in jail. There was nothing. There was never none of that, bro. For you to come out of jail and then cheat on him, allegedly, that's crazy, bro. Like that. Like even though we don't know if they broke up or not, that's still that one hit. Like
that one.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, you can see a black man holding down a black woman, and she coming out and the family coming together, you know what I mean? It was just beautiful to see, and then to see it fail is just crazy. Like, yeah.
I got two things I want to say, so I don't know if you want to go first.
I think for me, the most impactful breakup, it definitely got to be Iman and Tiana Taylor. And the only reason I'll say that is because they are like, just like Papoose and Remy, we look at them as the prototypical black love. Like when we say black love, Iman and, you know, Tiana, right, or Remy and Papoose, or motherfucking, I don't even know, I feel like there's a third one. There's a third, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, we look at them as that black love. Like, you know what I mean?
Agreeable.
You know, architect. Degree. Like, you know what I mean? So I say that one kind of like, that one's kind of crazy to me. Like,
no, it's crazy. All the the couples that we had to look up to as like Black Love, like it seemed like these last couple of years they all been
Black Love on life support. I'm gonna be honest with you, like,
and you kind of sent me a little alley oop to what I wanted to say because this is what I want to talk about because I'm disappointed in us as a people to a certain degree. Like I understand. You know, it's good to see images of Black love, but our only representation of love, marriage, and successful relationship comes from a celebrity status. We don't have that shit in our homes anymore. We don't have that shit in our family anymore. We care about what the fuck all these other people are doing before we help. And that's why it's so easier for us to break up. We're, Cardi B ain't taking that shit. Neither am I. You broke, nigga. Neither are you. Like, it's just like it just we're feeding off of all of their business and it's affecting our relationship. You get what I'm saying? Like, we need to not ignore them. I wish everybody blessings and happy relationships, right? Like, I wish everybody get successful relationships. I want you to thrive and love each other for a very long time to the end of time. But we cannot have a successful relationship if we don't start seeing it in our families. Like I could probably count on my hand how many married couples is in my family. You know what I'm saying? I do know a lot of relationships, but do I know if that commitment extends beyond that? I can't question how much they love each other, but it's just crazy how we just validate our relationship based off how successful a celebrity relationship is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is fair. Like, that is a great point. You said you had 2 points. That was both.
Yeah. The Cardi B thing too. Like, I know Cardi B recently just went off on Offset online. A lot of people like, oh, keep your relationship. You shouldn't be arguing online. And I agree to that to a certain degree because, I mean, if she's getting embarrassed time after time again, I could see why she's vocal about her marriage and where her pain is coming from, especially if that man is not listening to her. You get what I'm saying? If she's trying to reach out or waiting for him to come fix what he doing wrong, and this nigga out here.
So what is going to social media going to do?
Huh? Oh, it's not going to help at all.
Oh,
all
right.
But I could understand. I seen Stephen A. like, oh, keep your business. I agree. Keep your business to yourself. But if you just put yourself in her shoes. If you was the person that's getting embarrassed, let's say your celebrity woman is cheating on you. You sitting there quiet, you defending them. No, they not cheating. Then they get caught cheating again.
You doing the tactic that I call the wolf tactic. You know what I mean?
What is that?
It's when we don't have the same energy for the women that we do for men. Like, you know what I mean? Because when Kiki Palmer, her boyfriend, was expressing to the world that he was disappointed with, you know, Kiki, we would say, keep it off the internet. Now we try to justify. No, she got a point that she went on social media.
See, there's a difference. And the difference is he has every right to feel what he said. That's what I said. I said, I wish he did keep it off the internet, but he has a right to express himself. I never not said that he didn't have a right to say so.
Okay.
Go back to the videos. I said I would hope he could handle it.
So why are you saying that Cardi should?
I don't think she should have. I'm saying I understand why she did.
But you don't understand why he did?
Who?
The Kiki Palmer husband?
And it's a double standard, but I do. I'm saying how the world would see it as that, right? But I still don't see that he's wrong for. I don't see how he's all the way wrong, like, because he's still wrong. Like, I would want him to say something to Asad, but Offset is a repeat offender. I don't know what they scenario. This is a one-time thing.
Nah, it's not a one-time thing.
What else have you heard about Kiki Palmer and him?
Oh, you're talking about Kiki Palmer?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're talking about a repeat offender, which she defended him for doing the same shit where she made this approach. She's always saying Offset not cheating.
She said that?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Was he not cheating? Was she defending him when he actually wasn't not cheating? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure, probably.
Nigga actually wasn't cheating. She's like, yeah, cheating.
Nigga, Blueface, put him. Come on, that's not embarrassing.
What
Blueface saying that he smashed Krishan on the night they both
saying everybody smashed Krishan. They were saying Lil Baby smashed Krishan.
But like, it don't matter.
I didn't honestly when Blueface said that, I didn't take it as
He started naming the time, the location, and everything.
I didn't, honestly, when he said that, I just looked at it as Blueface just saying anything. Just to, he just saying anything. Like, you know, yeah. I didn't look at it like, oh, damn, that's true. Like, I just like, he just saying it. He been saying shit just to say shit. Like, so I was like, I wasn't, but I don't know if it's true. Clearly, it must be true. But they were saying he was cheating with somebody else, right?
Right after that, that's when Cardi started. I don't know, man. That's their business.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so when Blueface said it, I don't take nothing he say. Like, seriously, so he just saying some shit.
That ain't Blueface.
That nigga
face,
said
baby.
Lil Baby smash and all these other niggas smash. Like, I'm like, bro, everybody smashed it. If you ask Blueface, like, maybe they did.
I mean,
like,
everybody smashed a lot of these women in the industry. They all fucking the same women.
Ah, but listen, man, allegedly. I don't understand. Krishan, like, you got access to all these. Listen, shout out to Krishan. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
y'all wouldn't slap?
Nah. She wouldn't be my first pick at all. No way.
I ain't say first pick.
She wouldn't be. If I'm where Lil Baby is and Offset is, ain't no way I'm going to no fucking Krishan. Like,
that. You could say that about a lot of women.
She beat your ass.
You could say that about a lot of women, but they still sharing the same women. Because they heard about what she do in that bedroom. Yo, I heard she put it where the teeth don't go at.
She put it in between the gap, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, let me get to these, cause we got a lot.
Yeah, niggas capping.
I do want to get to some political and world events, cause that's something we definitely don't really talk about mm-hmm. on our channel, and I think mm-hmm. we need to be more privy to what's going on globally, cause there's a lot of shit going on outside of the gender and the diaspora wars that's going on within the podcast sure. space. There's a lot of shit going on just globally, and I just want to go down a list of some current events that's been happening during 2023.
Facts.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to go super in detail because we gotta get the other shit, but Trump's arrest, obviously, I didn't know Trump was he was arrested. That nigga's still free, like, you know what I'm saying? Correct. So he was put on trial because of, you know, the implications that he had on the election. I think it was the 2021 or one of them 2020 election. Mm. You know, he was rigging the election and things of that nature. So he was put on trial because of that. We have the Israel and the Palestine situation going on. We have that going on, which is crazy. And I'm not somebody that I don't condone violence at all, especially mm-hmm. war is crazy, bro. But, you know, they going through their whole.
They've been fighting for this land for decades.
For decades. It's crazy, man. And it don't matter. Like, it was like whatever side you pick, it's almost like if you support Israel, then, you know, they going to bash you. If you support Palestine, like, then they going to. It's like. It's one of those things where it's hard to pick a ground, like, you know what I mean? Because everybody's fighting for their own, you know, the reason, whether they're wrong or right, you know what I mean?
I've heard and seen a lot of people from one particular place don't care whether they sound right or wrong or disrespectful, but it sounds crazy how they're talking. And I'd rather not be in it because I'm not in it, but you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how you look down on a certain group of people and feel like you're bigger and better than them and... You know, your religious beliefs are better than one another. You know what I'm saying? We all have different, you know, religious beliefs. I don't think we should go to violence or destroying each other in that process.
And I'm not the most religious person, obviously, but what kind of God would justify you mass murdering people? Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what religion that is. Like, you get what I'm saying? But
it's crazy to me that the amount of innocent people that got to die for a disagreement amongst like a few people, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. a few people up here, but all these people down here is dying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you see how that hate is growing amongst the community. I hear, like, I've seen certain videos with younger kids that's in there, maybe 10 to 15 years old, speaking so evil and, you know, towards another group of people. It hurts, you know what I'm saying? I almost felt like how, you know, Blacks felt, you know, again during the slavery time. You get what I'm saying? Amongst white kids, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man.
Yeah. You know, this was another big situation. We had the Biden administration, our president, sending over $60 million to Ukraine. Actually, $60 billion. I'm sorry. This ain't million. We talking about bees. Like, you know what I'm saying? Over to Ukraine for military aid and things of that nature. You know, first of all, what's y'all thoughts on that? Like, they sending foreign countries $60 billion, and we asking for reparations, which is not, I don't even think it's in the billions. I think they equating reparations to, like, maybe $10 billion or something like that. But $60 billion, and first of all, they saying they can't even give us reparations because they don't got the money, but now you got all this money to send to foreign countries. What's y'all thoughts on this?
I think that is very terrible. I mean, I don't want to see nobody going through nothing, yeah. But how can we afford to we're paying for inflation to help somebody else's situation? Yeah. Like, I'm sad that's their scenario, and I don't want to sound harsh or anything like that, but we, like, how the fuck is my money going towards that? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's so many other things that we need help with in society in America, and yeah. Y'all choose to send my money without my choice.
It's just crazy to me, because in every situation, you make sure your house is good before you help anybody else. You know what I mean? And America just don't give a fuck about black people, basically.
Shit, the reparations case is just. This is just about America. They just don't give a fuck about America, because that's $60 billion. We got free healthcare in this country. You could do a lot with $60 billion. We're not talking about million. We're talking about $1 billion, bro. You could do a lot in this country to help your citizens, the people that's paying taxes. You know what I mean? The people that's working hard to, you know, do these manufacturing jobs and all these other, the hardworking groundwork people, yeah. And you sending it over to foreign, you know,
No.
And this ain't the first time.
How does that benefit America?
It doesn't. No. I mean, I guess to keep allies, I guess.
Allies, maybe you taking some of their natural resources. I don't know. It's very political, and obviously we don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
We could just look at it from our end. As
their president had mentioned that how Biden should be the president for the world.
World president. Oh,
Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, he could be my president for $200 billion too. What are you talking about? He said $200 billion.
LLJ Cool J.
And then obviously amongst that, we know now we have a mass immigration problem that we're seeing within this country. You know, you see even in New York, we live in New York, like how many immigrants is coming like out of nowhere? It's like they're coming in buses, literally. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're getting hotels, you know, they're taking away a lot of the jobs from the local residents. I know Chicago is going through the same thing. All of the people that we don't have, that money could go through having better border protection. You know what I mean? A better system for immigrants that want to come into this country instead of them just, you know what I mean?
How about lowering the cost of living? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could definitely.
You giving away $60 billion when people struggling to pay rent
inflation is outrageous.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, the mass and immigration situation is definitely affecting a lot of residentials, and that could be something that
ain't your boy, that's what he promoting, you know what I'm saying, that Trump, you know what I'm saying, that he got your vote, it sound like
the border, protecting the border, like, listen.
That's your boy?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even got no boy in this race, man. Like, the presidency is.
You voted for my
boy. I ain't vote. You know, so I do want to get to this, the Congo. Congo is going through I don't know if y'all keeping up with what's going on in Congo.
Nah.
They're going through a situation right now, genocide. Like, you know what I mean? Their own citizens is getting murdered by their own government because. You know, Congo has a natural resource. I think it's called like cobalt or something like that. But it helps to power electronics. You know what I mean? So
shit, vibranium.
I mean, they do got some vibranium. They got some shit over there. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. But unfortunately, a lot of their citizens, and like I said, I don't know the exact nuances, and obviously I could correct this in the comments. But their citizens is dying at an alarming rate because they're forced to work these jobs. So everybody's down it, and it's not even else. These are their own government that's doing this type of labor.
What, like overworking them, or
they're
like
forcing them to work in these mining facilities, the mine these resources, damn near against their will. If they don't want to do it, then they get killed. Like, you know what I mean? It's like crazy. You don't even have a choice. You have to do it. And I don't think
they're getting paid.
It's slavery.
Sound like slavery.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that's something, that definitely needs more light, and you know, we have to do a better job at just being more knowledgeable about it.
Anybody that's more familiar with all the information, man, we'll love to, you know, have you guys on our platform. You know, definitely express that awareness for us.
Mm-hmm. This last one I want to get into, I don't know if y'all seen this as well. They got rid of affirmative action. The Supreme Court got rid of affirmative action. Which is actually a really big deal because, you know, we use affirmative action, especially in black and brown communities.
For sure.
To help leverage that, you know, the disadvantages that, you know, we have in this country. And when you take that away, now these colleges are not required to look at these black and brown applicants because now they can just hire more of their legacy hires. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whoever's parents is, you know what I mean? So you're going to see less, you know, black and brown people in these prestigious colleges now mm-hmm. because they don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, that's what these laws is kind of in place to give these white corporations. Unfortunately, we have to force them to hire us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, then they will not hire us in bulk, like, for sure.
Yeah, they trying to make it seem like we have this higher upper hand over other groups of people because of this affirmative action, which was placed in the first place because we were treated unfair. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, I could just tell by the school system that's in my community and in multiple people communities, we're not getting the education that's going to get us to these places, let alone hired at these jobs. Mm. You know, it's going to take a lot of our parents. I know that it was going back up to the Supreme Court in 5 years anyway. So they were saying within 5 years, it probably would have been stopped. But then give us the motherfucking 4 years until then. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just think it's disingenuous, again, from America for us as black people who had to fight for that in the first place to always have to keep fighting for something that we've been at a disadvantage.
I'm be honest with you. This one happened because of Asian American students. So, you know what I mean? They felt like they weren't able to get into these prestigious colleges because they felt like these colleges was hiring black and brown people before Asian people. So it was actually an Asian person who went to the Supreme Court to get rid of affirmative action. And then when they got rid of it, they found out, damn, these motherfuckers ain't putting our people in. They just continuing to put white motherfuckers in. So you essentially got rid of affirmative action for no reason at all. Like, cause now they're not even looking at your people now. Like, you know what I mean? So essentially you helped them out. You know what I mean? Can't just blame, this is all some white supremacists. No, this was an Asian person thinking they was going to use this to help get more Asian people into colleges, and it just backfired on them. Like, you know what I mean? So, unfortunately, you played right into their hand. Like, you know what I mean?
Or
so
maybe that's what they was in cahoots about.
It just reinstates the fact that we haven't came that far from slavery. You know what I mean? So, it's like they were only doing it because they were forced to. But given the option, they gonna always choose their own kind.
That's honestly, if we gonna be real about it, most people will choose their own kind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter if they white, it don't matter if they Hispanic, it don't matter if they Indian. That's just how people are wired. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but when you do diminish, you know, certain opportunities from other communities, then it does become a bad thing. And I think black people, we need to start focusing more on HBCUs.
I'm about to say, black people might be the only people that wouldn't choose their own kind every time.
That is a fact. Like, that's the whole conversation.
That's a fucking Snapple fact.
I think we need to get back to black people. We need to start going to HBCUs. First of all, they need our support. You know what I mean? Like, these HBCUs are dying. They can't support themselves. Mm-hmm. We need to stop looking at these prestigious white colleges as this token of excellence and go back to these HBCUs and put money in their pockets so that way we can get to those HBCUs to those prestigious levels. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree with you 1,000%, right? But my issue, whatever. Yeah. But, listen, I'm more concerned about these public school systems. You get what I'm saying? Before you get to an HBCU, how can you get there if we can't keep these kids in school? You know what I'm saying? I got kids in school right now, bro. And I'm going to tell you one thing, bro. They got the computers teaching them. My son just did an essay, right? And look, I'm not saying my son is not smart enough. You get what I'm saying? He's smart, right? But how they're teaching them is crazy, how it's a manipulation. Like, so they have them writing essays, not physically writing it on paper. And my son is in the third grade right now. And he's typing essays, but the computer, they got like this AI system where it's basically formatting his sentence for him in a way. So he'll write out, let's say he's want to say that the cat is bad. It's expanding that sentence, is elaborating on his meaning or his feeling without him doing so.
That's crazy.
And then when he hands me, like, Dad, look what I did. Yeah. And I'm like, nigga, this ain't you. You know what I'm saying? But
you don't even know what this word means. What the word mean?
And I don't want to discourage him. It just shows me that I got to do more of my job at home. It's scary. So again, we got to also pour into our children. I agree, HBCUs, but also in these regular levels. Before you get to college, you got to get to through high school. You got to get through elementary school.
Kids these days will never know the struggle of having to extend a sentence. I remember when I used to write my essays, bro, I used to put so much unnecessary words. You know, it had to be, it had to be 800 words. So I used to be like, yo, he went to go, like, instead of the didn't, did not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you had to stretch that motherfucker out, bro. Like,